Well, markets are up on the day that Barack Obama was re-elected as US president. What's the reaction in the city? Let's get the thoughts of our man on the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. James, reasonably positive reaction.
Yeah, there is a positive reaction this morning. A lot of the European markets all pointing upwards, so that's a positive result so far. There's not a huge reaction, and of course what we get a lot of the time with political stories is the markets tend to shrug them off. What we've had this time, we've had all the jostling, we've had all the months of campaigning, and we've had the stories of it being very tight, and eventually nothing has changed. It is still Barack Obama in power, and the old cliche is that the markets hate uncertainty, and they would have hated the uncertainty of a new president and a new beginning and a step into the unknown. What Barack Obama still being in power does is get back to the old style and the uncertainty goes away. So the markets are happy about that.
But what about the future and this big fiscal cliff everybody is talking about? President Obama's going to have to deal with that, isn't he?
Yeah, the fiscal cliff is a huge issue, of course, and it's been one of those which a lot of people have been speaking about for a long time, but hasn't necessarily come to the forefront of the news because it's been overshadowed by the election. And now we're a day after the election, and all of a sudden the fiscal cliff is being spoken about. And what needs to happen with that is that the Democrats and the Republicans need to come together on an issue where historically they've been even further apart, and that on taxation, and something needs to be agreed. And the reason the US lost its AAA rating last time was because of the political infighting, not because they didn't solve the problems, because of the political infighting. And if this happens again, there is big risk that, of course, they could lose another A off of their AA rating.
James, how does this actually affect the UK? A lot of people will be indifferent to a presidential election and indeed the US economy. But how does the ordinary man in the street relate to it?
The number one issue, and it's something that's always raised eyebrows when it's been mentioned, but this is this special relationship that all the leaders always talk about between the UK and the US, or the Prime Minister and the President. Now, when you have a change in President, there's always a worry that you're going to get a change in policy or a change in feeling between the two. Any change in power in the US could mean a change in a whole number of things. And the US have been on the edge of being the largest financial power and the largest power in the world, of course, closely followed by China. Any movement in this could mean that the US loses its power. Now, just because Barack Obama's in power again doesn't mean that they're going to continue to remain as the number one financial power in the world. However, for the UK, this means a great deal. Who we go to, who our friends are, if you like, and who we go looking for support. In the past, it's always been the US, and a lot of people in this country hope it stays that way.
James Hughes, thank you very much indeed.